The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gives me great pleasure to welcome to studio Sheikh Dr. Umar Al Qadri, who as of today is officially an Irish citizen. Congratulations.
Coramila Market. Thank you so much.
So tell me a little bit about the ceremony today.
Well, it was a wonderful ceremony. The presence of the Taoiseach Simon Harris made it really special as well. Normally it's the Minister of Justice, but today the Taoiseach himself was there. I was among the 5,000 people today that became officially Irish. We received our Irish naturalization certificate. And it's been a long journey. I came 21 years ago from the Netherlands. And at that time, I would never have imagined that one day I would want to, or I would have this desire to be officially Irish, to be part of the crowd, part of the group, part of the community. And, thank God I am now officially from today Irish.
So when did that happen? When did you decide, or how did the process start?
So my children were born here. My wife became Irish in 2011. So I had been to that ceremony at that time with her as, a Dutch citizen. So I never thought even at that time. But, I have always loved Ireland, always felt, that I'm part of Ireland. I have made Ireland my home and also represented Ireland on many occasions abroad in conferences. But it was really in 2019 that I was approached by an NGO and they asked me whether it was okay to put my name forward as one of the nominations for the Taoiseach as a senator.
Okay.
So I was really, surprised, and I was, of course, honored. And I said, well, that's really, great. I'm really humbled. But unfortunately, as far as I know, I cannot be a senator because I'm not an Irish citizen. So this is when I kind of decided, it makes sense for me to be an Irish citizen. My children are Irish. My wife is Irish. Whenever we travel, immigration officers, they look at the passports. They see my wife's passport, my children's passport. All of them are Irish. And I'm the odd one out. I'm the one with the Dutch citizenship.
Yeah.
And they were always asking me, like, what's the story? What's happening here? And I had to explain, well, I am a migrant. I'm a Dutch citizen, but we live in Ireland. Ireland is home, And whenever I go to Amsterdam, the immigration officer asks me, oh, welcome thuis, welcome home. And I'm like, actually, home is in Ireland. Yeah. I'm a guest here.
So what is the process then? From that point, say, in 2019, you decide, listen, I'm going to do it.
Sure. Well, 2020, COVID took place. So everything got on hold. And in 2021, I finally made that application. And I had to wait 2.5 years. So it took me 2.5 years to finally get the positive response. But I'm really thankful to the members of the Department of Justice. Obviously, they were overwhelmed with a lot of applications. And we know that the Department of Justice, like with many other institutions, are, having a challenge of lack of resources and lack of manpower. So we understand that. But it took me 2.5 years, but did finally, get the Irish citizenship, which is great.
And how do they inform you? Do you get a letter in the post? Is how does it all work?
So basically, you send all the documentation, so which is quite a lot, because you have to prove that you've been in the country for 5 years or more, and you have to show them evidence for every single year in terms of, bank statements. You have to have tax clearance certificates. You have to make sure you get vetted as well by the Gardaí. So all that process and the documentation takes place, and when you send everything, you don't hear from them for almost a year or so. So it was really a year later, I got a letter stating, well, we have received your application. We will process it in due course. So then another year and a half went by.
Wow.
And in the meantime, I was like, what's happening, But finally, eventually, I did get it. So it's great. Fantastic.
So how are you going to celebrate tonight?
I'm going to celebrate with the family. You're going to have dinner. And myself, I'm going to have a pint of Guinness. But it's going to be the halal version. It's going to be the one 0.0% alcohol.
The halal Guinness. I like it. So the Guinness 0.0. Well, it's great to hear you're celebrating. What does it mean to be Irish then, in your eyes?
I mean, look, the Irish nation is a nation that throughout the world is known for migration. It's known for Cead Míle Fáilte, known for people that stand for justice, stand for the people that are oppressed, stand in solidarity with them. They are known to be people that are very, charitable. They have very good hearts, very compassionate, kind, and people that reflect empathy. And I think that's what it means to be Irish. So to be part of that nation really makes me proud. So I'm really, you know, proud to be part of that nation now, officially.
This makes kind of you available for appointment to the Shannon if that were to be offered again at some stage in the future. You, of course, ran in the most recent European elections. How was that whole process for you?
It was a wonderful experience. I mean, talking to people and listening to their concerns, what their major concerns were as Dubliners was a great experience. And I learned a lot. And that experience is something that I really cherish. Even the result, you know, when you look at the result as an independent candidate and someone who was running for the first time, I did extremely well. I beated all the far-right candidates of the pseudo-nationalist parties. So as an independent, I did extremely well. So, and I'm hoping to, this is a passion. I want to serve the country that I have has embraced me. I want to serve the people. I want to serve the nation. So this is something that, I mean, Irish citizenship will obviously now help, because now that means, as you said, not only in the Shannon, but also in the Dáil, if that time comes, if I do get the opportunity and the people do choose that, you know, I should be given that chance, I would love to, you know, serve the nation, serve the country in that way.
Okay, so you will run again in future elections, you imagine?
I will indeed, yes.
Okay. When you say you learned things on the campaign trail, what did you learn?
Well, I learned that people, the vast majority of the Irish people, they actually are very kind. They're very embracing. And online social media does not reflect the reality.
Yeah.
You know, online, I'm probably number one, you know, when it comes to the target of the far right, of the people that are very divisive. I'm probably, you know, on number one of their, you know.
Oh, they'll be going mad listening to
this now.
I know.
Oh, they're absolutely mad. Of course. You can look at my comments, comments, and you can see that. And really, what it showed me was, you know, the online comments do not reflect the reality. And I know people have seen that through the election results as well, that, you know, in reality, there is no appetite for hatred. There's no appetite for bigotry. Yes, of course, we do want our challenges and our problems to be solved when it comes to housing crisis, healthcare crisis. But scapegoating migrants, scapegoating immigrants, and divisive rhetoric is not the solution.
Yeah, it's interesting. Leo Varadkar was on the station earlier in the week, and he was asked a similar question. Actually, he had a similar answer on how he described the campaign trail. I think this is his words, the anti-Twitter, call it. So that was, a similar takeaway to your own. Well, listen, it's been a real pleasure, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Great day for not just you, but for the family as well. And
absolutely,
for the family of all 5,000 people at the convention centre today, our newest Irish citizens, Sheikh Dr. Umar Al-Qadri. Umar, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us in studio.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.